Gamblers who bet on horses are usually concerned with a competition on the racetrack, but recently they were competing against each other. A casino in Las Vegas hosted the first Horse Players World Series. Horse players are elite gamblers, also known as handicappers, and they came from all over the world to compete. Angela Taylor reports.
Anyone who's ever placed a bet on a horse race knows you never bet the favorite. That's because the favorite only wins the race one-third of the time, meaning high-odds horses have a much greater probability of crossing the finish line first. The higher the odds on a winning horse, the more money for the handicapper that picked the horse. The question is, how do they do it?
It's almost like trying to harness chaos.
Tony Vanella prepared for the Horse Players World Series at his Santa Fe home, studying racehorse pedigree, workout schedules, speed numbers, whether they like to run on turf or dirt, wet or muddy. But Vanella says there's one important variable in playing the horses that he can't study up on: chance.
You know, you do your work and then you hand it over to the gods of wagering. I mean, the racing gods, if they like you and they smile upon you, you know, you feel like a Greek in some epic novel.
At the World Series, nearly 1,000 of handicapping's best are gathered in a large ballroom with walls lined by big-screen TVs. These guys are wagering on horses running races all around the country. Some stand and scream their horse to the finish.
Get up, baby, get up. He's there, he's there.
Others remain at their assigned tables, exuding an aura of cool. But all are passionate about their sport. Pete Sanchez from Orange County, California, is among them. He's just hit a 35-1 and insists that gods and luck have no place in handicapping horses.
The bottom line, it is skill. There is no luck in horse racing. It might be 1% out of 100. You have to know what you're doing. You have to know track conditions. The quarters will tell you how the track's running, whether it's a 12-second eighth or a 14-second eighth. That translates to a 28-second quarter, which is ridiculous.
Seated right next to Sanchez and shaking his head in disagreement is Art Snell. He's a professional handicapper living in Las Vegas and calls himself an executive turf analyst. Snell says the business world and the world of horse racing have a lot in common, especially when it comes to the question of luck versus hard work.
Business is a gamble. See, as being a salesman all your life, you work on commission. Every call, when I make a bet, it's just like making a call. It's percentages, right? I'm only going to close so many deals. I'm only going to win so many races. That's why you need value when you do make a bet.
Across the room is Dr. Mohammed Fazal, originally from India and now Indiana.
Psychiatry is my vocation and racing is my avocation, you know what I mean?
In typical handicapper's fashion, Dr. Fazal has the variance between hard work and luck in horse racing down to a percentage.
It is 70% handicapping and 30% maybe chance. In order to be a good handicapper, you have to be a very patient person too, you know what I mean?
At last, a virtue that all handicappers agree upon. And as Dr. Fazal quietly watches the next race, whispering universal truths.
No risk, no profit, no guts, no glory. Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
The crowd goes wild. And with luck or by hard work, someone is about to win.
We gamblers have a very big heart, you know? We love the game.
For NPR News, I'm Angela Taylor. Yeah.